This is Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on AM 770 The Truth.
Are you or your loved one in pain, facing surgery, or taking drugs with no end in sight? Don't give up hope. Dr. Yardley has had success with thousands of patients who had previously tried all kinds of different procedures to no avail. And patients come from around the world to right here in the Northwest to get treatment from Dr. Yardley. So listen and learn about his unique and natural methods and the possibilities for you. This is Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley.
We're back. I'm here with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. Lee, we sometimes talk about movies and stuff. Have you seen The Martian yet with Matt Damon?
Yes, I have. I enjoyed it a lot.
Yeah, it's really a really good movie, I thought.
You know, in a different context, almost a retake of The Castaway by Tom Hanks years ago.
That's right, because he was cast away on the island, and except he had no technology.
It was a different time, you know, but it was fun to watch. Well, you know, it's interesting because the success of the space shuttle, you know, the Mars Explorer, even landing on the moon, you know, they're an interface of many moving parts. But two things that are indispensable: a fully functioning control system,
yep,
and effective communication systems. I mean, it can't survive without those.
You know, yeah, one leads to the other. You have to have both.
Exactly. You know, and as true it is as it is of our space program, it's even more true of your body and my body. You know, I recently heard an astronaut, and he was quoted as saying, you know, the technology that we use to get a man on the moon is a drop in the bucket compared to the technology we have in our iPhones.
And that's just one iPhone.
Just amazing. One iPhone. Yes, it's amazing. Now, if you take the difference between the technology levels of the iPhone and the technology level of putting a man on the moon, there's a big difference there.
Sure.
Multiply it by 482,000 times, and now you may be getting close to the technology that the human brain and nervous system has.
Okay, now that's astonishing.
Isn't it? Amazing. Sure. And you know what's even more amazing is that science knows, has estimated that we know about 0.1% of all there is to know about the human body.
Wow.
So, you know, we've got a lot to learn. But, you know, like all technologies, it's susceptible to a thing called bugs, right? And one of those bugs is a compromise in the brain-body connection.
Sure.
So the question then is, that I get asked a lot, is what causes a compromise in that brain-body connection? And I've categorized it into three different levels.
Okay, number one.
Physical. Go bungee jumping. Yeah. Rope breaks. Land on your head.
Yeah.
If you survive, I guarantee you will have a compromise in your brain-body connection. Now, as unlikely as that might be, and I don't, you know, I don't think it's that unlikely, but, you know, people go to Disneyland.
I just
Disney
went.
World, there yes. you go. And you hopped in those long lines to hop on the rides, correct?
Right.
Yeah. And what you may or may not have read, being the astute person you are.
Oh, I read it.
Yeah. A sign that says, if you've got a neck or back problem, don't go on the ride.
Correct.
Do you think that's dissuaded any of my patients ever?
I'm guessing not
so
much.
Not at all. You know, the only thing that's missing, it didn't stop me either, by the way. And at the end of the ride, the only thing that's missing is a sign that says, if you didn't have a neck or back problem, now you do. Yes.
Thank you for flying on Star Tours.
Well, the good news is you can come in and get that taken care of.
Sure.
Number two is mental.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I know you have no stress in your life.
None.
I am going to share with you that that's not true for the average person out there in the street. I mean, let's say you go driving down I-5, you got a tractor trailer on both sides, your shoulders are up around your ears. Do you think you're not under stress?
No.
Oh, sure. I know I'm under stress.
Yeah, we are.
We live in a society of stress. And what we don't realize is that the stress can kick circuit breakers, the brain-body connection. It's a circuit breaker. It kicks out. It helps our body deal with the stress and creates problems for us further down the road.
Sure.
And then the third group, the smallest group actually, is chemical stress. And we're exposed to chemical stress, the drugs that we take, smoking, alcohol, you know, pollution in our environment.
Right.
Too much of vitamins can do it. You know, there was a group of explorers up in the Arctic Circle.
Okay.
And they got stranded. They couldn't get up to get them out. And so, you know, what more stark environment could you try and survive in? And so they survived as best they could, dying off one by one by one. Eventually, they got up and they were able to rescue a small group of survivors and the bodies of their comrades. And so they did autopsies, fully expecting that each one of them would have died of exposure. To their utter amazement, that was not what they found out.
It wasn't? What did they die of?
They found out that they died of a vitamin A overdose.
Seriously?
Yeah, it was the first time science realized you could get too much of a vitamin. And what had happened, what had killed them, was the polar bear livers. The takeaway here, Frank, is when you get stuck up there, you can eat the polar bear, but not the liver, you see. So when we take a look at it, we find that the heart beats, if it's healthy, it's beating at 72 to 75 beats per minute.
Right.
That's so long as the brain is communicating with the heart in a manner that it's supposed to. You know, it's like talking to a friend on our phone, on our cell phone.
On your cell phone?
Yeah, and then suddenly a call gets dropped.
Right.
Now, your only hope of restoring that communication is to reestablish that lost connection.
And the only way you're going to get the communication not only reconnected, but reach the goal that you want to reach is by reconnecting.
Exactly. Exactly. Now, with our phones, we know immediately when we've lost that communication.
Sure.
But in the human body, it's so wonderful that that communication get compromised, and it could take decades for us to really realize the damage that's being done to our body because that communication is compromised. It makes good sense to me that we get those compromises measured, evaluated, and if necessary, corrected, instead of waiting until the damage is done and then trying to dig ourselves out of that hole.
That sounds like the mission of the Yardley Institute.
Exactly. What we do is we detect the presence or absence of a compromise in the brain-body connection.
Mm-hmm.
We have the technology to do that. There are certain markers that will tell us if that's indeed going on. And if those markers aren't there, clearly it's not going on, and that's good. And that not everyone that comes in has a compromise in the brain-body connection. We don't accept everyone for care, although we do help virtually everyone we do accept for care.
So after you restore the brain and body connection, what happens?
At that point, the body begins to function in a healthy manner.
In fact, in my case, after the procedure with you, I find that I'm walking straight again. I'm able to stand for long periods of time. I don't have the back pain I used to have. And that's what we mean when we say restoring health, improving lives naturally.
Naturally, exactly.
So now maybe you're thinking you might be a candidate for care with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. Well, there's really only one way to find out, and that is to go visit him. 05.
Now, more of Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on AM 770 The Truth.
Welcome back to the show. Dr. Yardley, just a second, we're going to talk to Allison, who I think is a new patient for the Yardley Institute. And she has complex region pain syndrome. It sounds complex. What is it?
Yeah, it sounds complex to me, and I don't know a lot about it. I don't think anyone knows a lot about it. It is thought to be related to the sympathetic nervous system. There's been other theories that it's related to the autoimmune system. The answer is they really don't know.
A lot of stuff going on with it?
Devastating to the people that suffer from it.
Well, then we better talk to her and find out how she's doing.
Yes.
Allison, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you.
Dr. Yardley is here.
Hi, Allison.
Dr. Yardley.
So, Allison, you have had this condition, complex region pain syndrome. Tell me what that meant for you in your life. What were you suffering from physically, and what was going on?
Well, it's an injury to your sympathetic nervous system.
Uh-huh.
And so the diagnosis is that it overloads all the time, and your limbs start to curl, and you're really sensitive to light and air, and your limbs pull and curl.
And does that restrict how you're able to get around?
Oh yeah, for quite some time I was in a wheelchair and on a cane.
Oh my goodness.
Because it was just too difficult to get around anymore.
Now, how do you deal with that? Do you take painkillers for that kind of thing?
I was given opiates.
Okay.
And then I was scheduled to have a brain stimulator and a morphine pump.
Wow.
Put in, but I chickened out.
Okay.
And so I got off the opiates, but I didn't get any better. My condition didn't really change.
I got to ask you, how much were you spending on drugs a month?
I had $1,300 a month.
And how long was this going on for you?
My auto accident was in the year 2000.
So you were dealing with this for, what, a minimum of
13
10 years? Yeah, a long time.
Yeah.
All right, so you went and saw Dr. Yardley.
Yes.
What was that procedure like? Non-invasive, gentle, harsh? What was it like?
Oh, it was so gentle. And you hardly even feel it. And you just lay there, and they move this bone. And when you sit up, you can feel the difference right away.
Really?
Like my whole left side of my body got warm right away. My face got warm. And it just amazed me because I'm always so cold all the time. And so I noticed it right away.
Uh-huh.
And it was very gentle. You don't feel anything. And it's an easy procedure compared to some of the things I've been through.
So now I understand that when you first got there, you could not sit up straight. You could not shake hands.
No. My limbs are so cold and they were so painful that I didn't like to shake hands with anybody.
So are you still in that situation, or has that changed?
That's really changed. In fact, I went out in the sunshine, and it doesn't even hurt.
You must be just amazed.
I'm amazed.
So are your limbs still curling, or are they straightening up? They're not.
No. In fact, all that, I get the desire for them to pull, but they don't actually pull and cramp anymore. So the feeling comes there, but then it dissipates. And as far as my lower back goes, I had a L4, L5 injury from the car accident.
Uh-huh.
And so by the time I saw Dr. Yardley, I couldn't sit up straight, and all I could do was either lay to the side or lay forward.
Uh-huh.
And boy, right away, that started clearing up, and my limp went away. So I'm very... very excited and happy about life.
Now,
for
would you recommend this to somebody else who has complex region pain syndrome or a similar set of, say, problems that you had?
Oh, anyone with a pain syndrome, I think, would be really well served by this. And, you know, when you're in pain all the time, you get angry and grumpy.
Uh-huh.
And life doesn't have to be that way. And I was very grumpy all the time. And I noticed that I have a real nice feeling of peace, and I don't feel frustrated all the time, and just that upset feeling from not feeling good.
Are the drugs pretty much gone?
I don't take anything.
Oh my!
And I was on a lot of ibuprofen too, and
yeah.
I don't take any of that anymore. So, and it really has helped me with the withdrawal feelings from the opiates.
Yeah.
You know, even after you're off them for a while, you still get that feeling of when you start to withdraw. And I noticed that had disappeared, and I didn't expect that.
Now, you're a relatively new patient with Dr. Yardley,
yeah.
The Yardley Institute, I
yeah.
should say. So you're not even all the way through your treatment yet, are
no.
you?
No, I'm not. And that's why I wanted to do this, was to tell other people that, you know, your relief can come faster than you even think it can. And, you know, you can get some quality of life back.
Mm. And you had been through so much in those 13 years in terms of loss of job and the insurance. The way you've been treated has been, well, it's been despicable, actually.
It has, but I've been treated very well at the Yardley Institute, and I'm really grateful.
Well, we are grateful that you would take the time to chat with us. Thank you so much for coming on today.
Well, thank you for having me.
Thank you, Allison. We do
thank
appreciate
you, Dr.
it.
Thank you, Dr. Yardley.
It's my pleasure.
Dr. Yardley, that's almost too good to believe.
It brings tears to your eyes when you realize what this woman has been through.
And this is why you do this, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Fundamentally, what's the payoff for you?
35 years of seeing people helped in ways they could never be helped otherwise.
You got to find out if you're a candidate for care with Dr. Lee Yardley, particularly if you're living with the kind of pain that she was living with.
Health, improving lives naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on AM 770 The Truth.
And we're back. Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. is here. Now, Lee, we were talking between the segments about eczema, and I guess you had a visit about this? I can't imagine we're even talking about eczema. That's not something I would equate with what you do.
Many people feel that way. My wife came up to me and said that recently we had the mother of one of our practice members, and she came up and said, you need to do a radio program on eczema. Now, there's a reason that she said that.
Okay.
And the reason was, about 8 weeks before that, she'd brought her daughter in to be evaluated for a compromise in the brain-body connection.
Sure.
And in taking the history, one of the things that we found out was that her daughter suffered from eczema. Her daughter was 14 years of age. So they opted to begin care to get that brain-body connection connected. And one of the amazing things to them was within 6 weeks, the eczema was doing 80% better.
Now, wait, stop. That's a skin condition.
Yes.
And what you do is the brain and body connection. What you do is align the brain with the spine and allow the communication to be restored between the two.
Right.
Eczema is on the skin. Mm-hmm. I don't understand.
Well, the skin is the largest organ in the human body. Now, there are many other organs. There's the kidneys, there's the liver, there's the lungs. The function of the kidneys is to remove toxins in the body.
Correct.
However, if the kidneys are not working as well as they're supposed to, the backup system is the skin.
You mean if the kidney can't get rid of it, it'll come out the skin?
It'll come out of the skin, you see. And so the way the body works is it has a series of control systems that are linked with various systems like the cardiovascular system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, and they all have to interface.
Okay.
And what makes that happen is communication. And communication occurs primarily across the nervous system.
Right.
Secondarily, it occurs through the endocrine system. And these systems are unfortunately vulnerable to compromises. And the area that that's most likely to occur, that it can most easily occur, is in the brain-body connection at the very top of the neck. So when we correct that brain-body connection, it now allows these systems to begin to interface and function the way that they were designed to.
You're restoring the control system.
Exactly.
This is like Iron Man's suit. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know if you've seen the movies, but Iron Man, in every Iron Man story, every movie, every comic book, the basic story is something happens to the suit, right? He catches a missile or whatever, but one of the control systems in the suit goes down.
Mm.
And in order for Iron Man to triumph, the suit has to be brought up to a certain level of functionality again for him to save the day.
How does that happen? How do they get it back up to its functionality?
Well, that's the Tony Stark part.
That's the whole story.
Yeah, he's the brilliant guy that built the suit. He always has to fix the suit in one way or another.
Well, I think that's a great analogy.
You're Tony Stark.
No, I don't think so. But but anyway, it's a great analogy when you take a look at it because it is, you know, it's very much how the body works. And so when you start dealing with things like skin conditions and eczema and things like that, the amazing thing is they can respond so well.
How often has eczema responded to your treatments?
I see it year in and year out. It's perennial.
And
multiple cases, dozens of cases. There was a case that I saw many years ago in my early years of practice. A young girl was brought to me, and she was literally covered from head to foot with eczema.
Wow.
And she was 7 years old at the time, and she was a very difficult child to like. And the reason she was difficult to like is she was in pain all of the time.
Sure.
And she was just very difficult to handle.
Sure she was.
And so we started her under care, and within about 90 days, there was dramatic improvement in her skin. Within a year, it had cleared up completely.
Really?
And the change in this young girl that occurred during that period of time. And over the next 12, 13 years, I saw her on a maintenance basis coming in. And she'd come in as a teenager, and she'd say, Dr. Yardley, well, actually, she called me Yardley. She'd say, Yardley, I'm out of adjustment. So I'd check her, and sure enough, she'd be out of adjustment. You know how she knew?
How?
One of the ways that you know that you've got an attack of eczema coming on is your skin starts burning and getting itchy at night. And although she hadn't broken out, she could feel that beginning, and that was telling her that problems were beginning to start again. And she knew to get in and get checked. Now, we didn't have to see her all that much at that stage of the game, but I actually followed her through to her late teenage years, and she did remarkably well.
And this is something that is consistent through your practice for many, many years.
It is. Another case that came to see me, a young Samoan boy, about 7 years of age. And I saw him just about 3 or 4 years ago. Within 30 days, his skin had cleared up. It was quite amazing.
Now, we have to be clear here, especially when we talk about something like eczema.
Mm-hmm.
you don't cure eczema. That's not what this show is about. That's not what the Yardley Institute is about.
That's exactly right. That's not what the Institute's about. We address only the ability of the body to heal itself and as it relates to a compromise in the brain-body connection.
So when you eliminate that compromise and the brain and the body are communicating again, and that restores what, the control systems?
The control systems. They can now start interfacing and functioning at 100%.
And so that allows the body to heal itself?
Exactly.
I'm sorry, but you are Tony Stark.
Thank you. I'm sure that's a compliment, and one day I'll know who Tony Stark is.
Oh, Dr. Yardley.
I apologize.
No, that's all right. Now, rather than being silly, let me get serious with you for a second. If this makes sense to you, what you're hearing, maybe if it's just amazing, why not check it out? Perhaps you'd be a candidate for care with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. And we'll make it worth your while if you call. Phone number is 866-529-1105. You want to call right now. More of Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. next on AM 770, The Truth.
Now, more of Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on AM 770, The Truth.
Welcome back. It's great to have you with the show. I've got Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. with me here today. Now, Dr. Yardley, we're going to talk to Sue, one of your patients, in just a second. She travels a long distance, up over 100 miles to get to you each
time.
She
clocked it, and she's going to tell us about that, I think. But yeah, comes from Anacortes.
And my understanding is she suffered from the same problem that you had as a teenager.
Refresh our memory. Yeah, as we grew up, we had similar issues, and we were both diagnosed with scoliosis. Hers, much worse than mine, because she was actually put in a Milwaukee brace. And that's, you know, it's a miserable thing. I mean, most teenage girls will not wear it. They take them off.
Yeah, who wouldn't?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, let's talk to her. Her name is Sue. Sue, thank you for joining us.
Oh, you're welcome.
Sue, let me start by asking you, why did you decide to go see Dr. Yardley?
Well, I've had a lifetime issues with my back. I have was born with fairly severe scoliosis and wore braces and whatnot when I was a child, and that was back in the 60s. And I was always told that I may have more troubles as I get older, and that happened. As I got into my 50s, I began to have problems. And right before I came in to see Dr. Yardley, for about a year before that, I was having pretty severe pain in my back, like spasms that felt like Charlie horse in my back, middle.
And this was in your middle back, wasn't it, Sue? It was higher up. It wasn't in your low back.
Right. It was higher up, like between the two wing bones back there.
Exactly.
Kind of right in the middle.
Exactly.
Yeah. And it was pretty debilitating, where if I was up and moving around, I would end up on the floor pretty much instantly. It was like a real strong Charlie horse that would hit really fast.
Yeah, and you couldn't stand up straight for about half an hour after that, could you?
Right, and it was getting worse. It got to be where it was happening almost on a nightly basis, sometimes several times a night, and all it would take would be turning over in bed. Where at first, when it first started happening, it would be if I got up.
Now, but you'd had it for about a year before you came to see us, didn't you?
Yes.
Yeah, so you were just kind of living with it, trying to put up with it, right?
Yeah, I was. I was hoping it would just get better by itself. And it was getting worse, so I figured I had better do something about it. I had been listening to your radio program for quite a long time, but I was also caring for one of my parents, who was requiring round-the-clock care, and it wasn't so easy to get away. And after my mom passed away, that's when I finally came in.
Now, you know, to go back to when you grew up, you had braces on, and you just slid right past that. But you had leg braces when you were really young, and then when you got older, you were put in a Milwaukee brace, which is a very sophisticated medical attempt at trying to treat scoliosis. It doesn't reduce the curve, but it is hoped that it will stop it getting worse. So, I mean, that's a big time. And you know, I was a scoliosis victim when I was a teenager, diagnosed when I was 14. So, you know, you and I both experienced that same thing together.
Yeah.
So, Sue, you finally went in to see Dr. Yardley. Tell us what happened.
Well, I was a little bit nervous, so a little bit skeptical, because it just seemed too good to be true, what everything that they said. When I got my first adjustment, I went to bed that night, and I didn't have any of those spasms,
wow,
which was amazing to me. And honestly, I have not had one since then. So that problem was stopped instantly as soon as I got my first adjustment.
Amazing.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty amazing, and I was telling everybody.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't believe it. And this is almost 2 years later, because it was in March 2 years ago.
Wow.
And I still haven't had another spasm in my back.
Now, you work, work as a checkout in like a grocery store. And so the mm-hmm. use of your hands is very important. I think you were having some issues with that right wrist and hand as well, were you not?
Yes, I was. That was getting worse and worse also. And I hadn't really gone to pursue any treatment for that either. But that problem has also gone away.
Now, you play the piano, don't you? Or at least you try to when your hand's working right.
Yes.
Yeah. And so that was a problem. You're having some numbness in the right arm when you first get up.
Yes.
Yeah. And so that stuff is all gone now, completely. Is that
it's
right?
It's all completely gone.
Wow. Wow.
It didn't go away as fast as the back spasm problem. Over a period of about a year, it got better and better, and it's gone now.
That is great.
Now, Sue, you told us that you were a little bit skeptical about going to see Dr. Yardley, that it might be too good to be true. So now that you've had the experience, what would you tell other people who are trying to make up their minds about whether or not they should go to the Yardley Institute?
I would tell them they have nothing to lose, because it's a simple procedure that Dr. Yardley does. There's no pain or discomfort involved. It's quick. The office is great. Everybody's friendly, makes you feel very comfortable, and definitely don't wait like I did. Get in there right away.
Exactly. And you're not really close. You come to us from Anacortes, don't you?
Yeah, and when I look on my, I measured it one day on my my mileage.
Yeah, how far?
And I go 107 miles one way.
But it's worth it, isn't it, Sue?
It is. I would do it again.
Wow, Sue. That's quite the endorsement. Now, have you got anything else to add?
I just really think that people should check it out if they're at all interested, or they're having any kind of discomfort, or maybe they've been somewhere and haven't gotten relief, because it's really worth it. And it's so easy.
Well, Sue, I'm glad you came on and shared that with us. It's an inspiring story.
Yeah. My life is much better.
Great. You take care, and thanks. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
So I'm going to give you a telephone number. I want you to write this down. It's 866-529-1105. 866-529-1105. Now, that is the number that you want to call if you want to find out if you're a candidate for care with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C.
More of Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on AM 770 The Truth.
Here we are. There you are. Thank you for listening. Dr. Lee Yardley is here. Lee, in just a second, we're going to talk to John, one of your patients, who came to you, you know, lower back pain, neck, migraines. That's not uncommon. But what is kind of interesting is after the adjustments, something else changed. Do you want to tell us about that real quickly?
Yeah, we see this frequently, but the overall health improves. The level goes up. And for him, this manifests itself as an almost immediate change, improvement, relief with his acid reflux. He also found that his allergies, which he no longer has allergies, and plantar fasciitis, that improved as well.
Well, I got to hear this from the man himself. John, welcome to the show.
Thanks. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Hi, John.
Hi, Dr. Yardley.
So, John, let's start by running down the list of what were the things that you were suffering from that led you to go see Dr. Yardley?
Well, I had been dealing with lower back pain. I've had lower back pain most of my life, but over the past several years, it's gotten progressively worse, with more frequent kind of acute periods where I just go through really extreme pain. And I've gone to my regular doctor, and he prescribed physical therapy, which I went through, but it didn't really have any effect on me. And so I got to the point where I decided I need to do something that for me was a little more radical. I decided I need to go see a chiropractor. And I'd listened to Dr. Yardley on the radio several years ago, and I was pretty intrigued by what I had heard. And so I decided that I needed to go, that he would be the one that I wanted to go see first,
so
see what he had to say.
When we talk about the lower back pain, there are usually things associated with that, too. For example, like, did you have any issues with your neck or headaches or anything like that?
I didn't associate that with lower back pain. I did have headaches and migraines and things like that, but I never connected the two things together. And so for me, it was just the lower back pain. There were times when it was difficult to stand, difficult to sit, getting in and out of a chair if I needed to hang on to something. Getting in and out of a car was very painful. It was difficult to deal with.
That would make you feel old before your time, wouldn't it?
Absolutely. That's exactly how it made me feel.
So you go to Dr. Yardley. You're a candidate for care. You have your first adjustment. What was that like? What went through your mind?
Well, even while I was, when you did the initial adjustment, before I even got off the table, there was a particular muscle in my back that had always been knotted up and constricted. And when he did the adjustment, that particular muscle started to flex and kind of have a little spasm and immediately released. And so after the adjustment, he had done some more measurements and showed a dramatic improvement. And I was a little skeptical. I thought, what's going on here? But it was when I went out to my car, got into my car, and I was ready to drive home, I realized I had to adjust all of the mirrors in my car because I was suddenly sitting up straight when before I was leaned over to one side. And so that's when I started to realize that something was happening, that this was actually working.
So across the period of time, a series of adjustments, where are you at today? What has improved? Let's talk about the lower back pain. Where's that at?
It's great. I hardly feel it ever anymore. It's been a couple of years now, and it's a progressive kind of a thing where you get progressively better and better and better. And today I'm doing really well. It's wonderful. But the thing that I found most surprising is all of the other health benefits that I got from the treatment that I never anticipated at all. For example, I suffered from seasonal allergies, and I first went to see Dr. Yardley in November. My allergies typically showed up in February, and that first year, I had no allergies. They
Wow.
were completely gone. I used to take medications for that. I haven't taken any kind of allergy medication since I started with Dr. Yardley. I used to have acid reflux, and I would take pills virtually daily for that. And since seeing Dr. Yardley, I haven't taken any pills since. There's just been so many things that have improved. Plantar fasciitis gone, knee pain gone. It's really been kind of a radical transformation.
It sounds to me like you are a fan of reconnecting the brain with the body, the brain and body connection.
Absolutely. I didn't realize just how much of an effect that has on your entire body. And I'd never really heard of it before until I'd listened to Dr. Yardley's program. And it's something that I would recommend to anyone.
And what's the quality of your life now? What are you able to do? Are you able to do everything or where are you at?
Yeah, actually, like Dr. Yardley was saying, I was feeling the kind of pain that made me feel like I was getting old before my time. Or maybe I thought, okay, I'm just aging and this is something I'm going to have to live with. And I had had so much chronic pain that I'd forgotten what it was like to be pain-free. And so since the treatments, I'm learning again what it's like to feel good. And I'd forgotten that. And so it's wonderful.
John, congratulations. Thank you for sharing your story with the audience. I'm sure people are just amazed by it.
Thank you very much, John. It's been great.
Thank you, Dr. Yardley. I appreciate it very much.
Frank, with John, we see the difference between healthcare and disease care. Disease care is just attacking and eliminating. Healthcare is elevating your health to increasingly higher levels.
And it's all about that brain and body connection.
Absolutely.
Allowing your body to heal itself.
Exactly.
Now, if this makes as much sense to you as it did to John, here's what you want to do. You want to get in touch with the Yardley Institute. You want to find out if you're a candidate for care. And we'll make it worth it. Dr. Yardley is, in fact, here to tell us a story about a husband and wife. I guess sometimes you start treating one side and then the other half, what, kind of gets interested in what's going on or what?
That can happen. In fact, this particular case, there was a lady that came in, and her name was Jill.
Okay.
And she was really a neat lady. And one of the things that we do at the Institute is we believe in full disclosure.
Sure.
And we also believe in partnering with the people so that they fully understand what we're doing, where it's going to go, and what to expect from it. So we do a thing called a report of findings.
Now, what is that?
That's where we sit down, we go over the results of the testing, we give a printout of all the testing, mm-hmm. we show the x-rays, explain them in detail, and from that, we're able to make our recommendations and give them a basis for how we've come up with our recommendations.
So there is, when somebody first comes into you and they become a candidate, they actually go through a battery of tests that include x-rays?
Yes. After the initial battery, if it indicates there is a compromised brain-body connection, then what we need to do is define the problem, and we do that using radiographs. That's
okay.
Correct.
So she comes in. She goes through the battery. She gets the radiographs. What happens?
Right. And then, you know, we talk about the report of findings.
Yeah.
And I often recommend that the spouse be present because often they have questions about what's going
on. So it's a kind of a team thing. Everybody's on the same page.
Exactly. And so she explained to me that in no uncertain terms, her husband did not believe in chiropractic. He was very negative towards it and very anti-chiropractic, and that she didn't need him to be at the report of findings, of which, of course, I said, well, that's just fine.
Okay.
So anyway, we do the report of findings. She starts under care, and she's under care about a month. And one day, I'm walking down the hallway in the office, and here she comes walking down the hallway with one of the other doctors in the institute, mm-hmm. Who's apparently doing some kind of evaluation.
Okay.
And I notice in tow is a gentleman that I had to presume was probably her husband.
Okay.
And the amazing thing is, as she
walks— The guy that's against chiropractic.
Exactly. And as she walks past, she looks up at me, and she winks at me. I kept my mouth shut. I kind of knew what that meant. You know, obviously, he'd got interested enough. He was exploring what we were doing.
Sure.
So I had the pleasure of doing his report of findings a few days later. And while he came to us with a litany of issues, you know, really the reason he came in was just to get checked out, quality of life care.
Okay.
But he did have some things going on, and he shared those with us. And one of them, and certainly not the least of which for him, was asthma.
Hold it. Time out on the field. Dr. Yardley, you're not going to tell me that you can cure asthma.
No, we don't cure anything. But many people with asthma experience significant improvement during the time that they're with us.
Okay, so tell me what you did.
So, and keep in mind, this gentleman, you know, he's over 70.
Okay.
So, you know, he's lived a good life, and he turned out to be a really wonderful man.
Was he?
I to this day, I see them both and enjoy the heck out of both of them. But anyhow, we had to get over a few hurdles with him in terms of his negativism. But obviously, he'd seen enough changes in his wife that he was open to exploring this.
Okay.
So he started, and less than 30 days into his care, I sat down with him and said, well, how's the asthma doing? And he reported that the asthma at that point in time was doing 50 to 60% better.
That's a significant improvement for somebody who has issues with breathing.
Exactly, because it's so scary.
It is.
Now, many other things he had going on were also doing quite a bit better.
Like what?
Well, actually, he had neck issues, and at that stage, he still noticed there was grating in there, but he felt it was doing 30% better.
Okay.
His acid reflux was doing 90% better.
Okay.
Yes, and his sinus issues were doing 50 to 60% better as well.
That's a big change in his quality of life. Tell me about the end. What did he end up with?
Well, we followed this through, and because they're now on what we call quality of life care, where we're only seeing them about four times a year.
Right.
But we did a progressive on him just a few months ago, actually. And at that time, he indicated his asthma was now 90% better.
Wow.
Yeah. Neck was 80% better. Acid reflux, 90% better. Sinuses, 90% better.
All of that from a guy who didn't believe in chiropractic.
Absolutely. Didn't believe in what we did.
Does he still feel that way?
I think not.
I would hope not.
Exactly.
That's a big change. Okay, but like we talked about a little while ago, you're not a curative. You're not like somebody, if I come into you and say, I have asthma, I need you to cure it, you will say, you're in the wrong place.
Exactly.
What we're talking about is a lining up of the spine with the cranium.
That's correct.
And what does that do when you do that?
It restores the body's control over its own systems. It results in an evening out of the legs, an evening out of the hips in most 99% of the cases. The body now starts functioning the way that it's supposed to. And
what does that mean? When you say, does it mean that you're unleashing the body to do what it does best?
Exactly.
Which is?
Heal itself.
And that's really what happens?
That's the power in what we do. We don't heal. The body heals itself. Now, there can be a point of permanent damage, and there are cases we don't accept for care because it's clear looking at it, either they're not candidates or they've reached a point where there is permanent damage, and we have to have a clear understanding in terms of what we can expect outcome-wise.
And you're straight up about that when you first meet with somebody.
That's right. And if we don't know, we're going to say that as well.
Okay. There's no monkey shines where you say, oh, yeah, we'll take care of all this. And then down the road, after you, you know, get all the money and you have done X number of treatments, you say, well, we never said that we couldn't.
Well, no. And that's why we do progressive evaluations throughout the care, mm-hmm. which is an opportunity to sit down, check things out. The patient evaluates their progress, and it's a time where we can ensure that we are getting the results we're looking for.
The website is yardleyinstitute.org, and we know a lot of people like to go check that out. yardleyinstitute.org. But they have a phone number, of course, 866-529-1105. And if you want to call and make an appointment, that's the number you call. Now, listen, now's a great time to find out if you're a candidate for care with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. Living lives naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley. 770 KTTH, the truth.
Listening to Restoring Health, Improving